Alistair Cook, The Essential Letters from America, the 1960s. At the beginning of the 1960s, Alistair Cook's reputation both in America and Britain was well established. His Letter from America series had been running on the BBC's home service for 14 years and was a cornerstone of the week's schedule. The show he presented on American television, Omnibus, had begun in 1950 and was still playing, having survived all the vagaries of sponsors and ratings. His distinctive style and byline were familiar to British readers of The Guardian, for whom he'd been writing since 1945. For the newspaper, Cook shared reporting duties on North America with a Canadian journalist, Max Friedman, who covered Washington and day-to-day life on Capitol Hill. This suited Cook, who liked living in New York and found himself less than committed to the intensity of Washington's political process. His brief for The Guardian was wider and more discursive, much more like his approach in Letter from America. The exception to this rule was in a presidential election year, when Cook was encouraged to cover the party conventions and the election itself. 1960 was going to be a big one. Throughout the campaign, Richard Nixon and John Kennedy were neck and neck in the polls. For the Democrats, Kennedy was undoubtedly the more charismatic candidate. Cook had noted in an earlier letter that here was a man to follow, who knew how to talk idealism, stay loyal to his friends, and watch his own career with a calculating eye. But voters had long memories of his father's support for appeasement before the war, and he was a Roman Catholic, thought to be a disadvantage. The Republican, Nixon, was more experienced, already vice president, but he'd earned a rather grubby political reputation, and Eisenhower's support was distinctly lukewarm. He had told people, "Dick just isn't president."